Swiggy to move headquarters from Bengaluru's Vellandur to Whitefield. EPA rules are finally here. P15 strikes gold with Grow and Pine Labs. Trump's U-turn on H-1B visa.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're starting with a very interesting and an important story today. Swiggy is packing its bags, but only within Bengaluru. The food delivery major is moving its headquarters from the hyper-congested Vellandur ORR belt to Whitefield. So in an internal communication accessed by Money Control, the company said it will shift to Sumandura Capital Towers, a space that can house around 2,000 employees. Now, this is part of a broader theme we've been tracking for months, companies quietly escaping the ORR traffic apocalypse. And with the Purple Line Metro now running right through Whitefield, the connectivity argument is, well, hard to ignore, right? But the move comes as Swiggy's lease at Embassy Tech Village also expires very soon. Like we said before, they aren't the only ones migrating. Infosys, Collins Aerospace, Amazon, Philips, SAP Labs, Boeing, and TCS have all expanded or shifted into Whitefield and North Bengaluru in the past year. Blame InfraWoos or thank metro connectivity, but Bengaluru's corporate map is definitely getting redrawn. Next up, India's data economy entered a new phase today with the government notifying rules under the DPDP Act or the Digital Personal Data Protection Act. Now, these rules finally spell out how India will operationalize its data protection regime. Now, the biggest development is the establishment of the Data Protection Board, which will have four members and act as the key adjudicatory body for breaches and penalties. They've also mentioned salaries. The chairperson's salary will be around 4.5 lakh rupees a month. Other members will get around 4 lakh a month. But here's the interesting bit. While the rules are notified, almost none of the compliance obligations kick in immediately. Only the sections dealing with the board's constitution and functioning take effect now. The heavy-duty requirements like, clear user notices, verifiable consent for children, data retention limits, breach reporting, and cross-border transfer rules will kick in 1 year to 18 months from now. Consent managers, for example, get a whole year before their rules take effect. Most other platforms get an 18-month runway. Now, experts that Money Control spoke to say that this is sensible. SER Center's Meghna Bal told that most companies need close to 2 years to overhaul their entire architecture, map out data flows and build internal processes. She also pointed out that globally, Brazil, Japan, and EU, similar laws came with the 2-year transition periods. So India's data protection regime is here, but companies have a long and probably complex compliance journey ahead. All right, now to some staggering numbers in venture capital land. Peak 15 Partners has hit what can only be described as a golden streak with Grow and Pine Labs, both of which are listed recently. Now, let me break this down simply. Peak 15 invested 233 crore rupees in Grow since 2019. Their stake today is worth around 15,720 crore rupees, and they've already sold shares worth 1,583 crore rupees. Now, the total outcome is about 17,300 crores, a 70 times plus return in around 6 years. Now, that's the kind of math that makes even people who are bad at math suddenly excited. So Pine Labs tells a similar story for Peak. They invested around 121 crore rupees over the years, and their current holding is worth about 4,851 crore rupees, and they've already sold shares worth 508 crore rupees during the IPO. Now, the total outcome here is around 5,300 crore plus, which is about 45 times. Now, put together, Peak 15 turned a cumulative bet of around 354 crores across both companies into nearly a 22,600 crores in value. And that too across just two fintechs. If this were a Bollywood movie, this would be the montage screen where everything's going great. All right, speaking of Pine Labs, the company also made a solid market debut, listing at a 9.5% premium over its issue price, beating even the gray market expectations. And finally, we head overseas. US President Donald Trump, who has spent the past year tightening visa rules and hiking H-1B application fees, has suddenly softened his public stance on skilled foreign workers. In fact, in an interview with Fox News, Trump said the US needs skilled workers, even though his administration recently imposed a steep $100,000 fee on H-1B filings. Now, this is a visa category that Indian tech workers dominate, which is around 75% of approved H-1Bs go to Indian applicants. But industry experts say this shift won't materially change much for Indian IT service companies. In fact, most of the large firms now hire 70 to 80% of their US workforce locally, and American tech giants are leaning heavily into the building GCCs, which is Global Capability Centers in India, not just because of visa costs, but because it's a long-term talent strategy. Now, analysts are calling Trump's shift as imagination meeting practicality, and H-1Bs aren't going anywhere, but neither is the trend of American companies building out engineering teams here in India. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.